Hi, and welcome to the Get Richer Teacher podcast. My name is Ola, and I'll be your guide and mentor on your way to a profitable, sustainable, but most importantly, enjoyable language education business. And why would you care to do that? To build a business like that? Because there's literally no other way. The language education market is in a bizarre state. Companies making millions in profit, yet paying teachers peanuts. Native speakerism is still way too powerful. And finally, the students are bored of the same old formats and messaging telling them to speak like a native. I'm here to shake things up, to educate and motivate a community of teachers who have the courage to build businesses and teach the language on their own terms, both solo or in their own language schools, and have a positive impact on their students and the world. Because teachers are superheroes. Let's claim it today.
Hey, 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 and welcome. Everybody talks about niching. So today we are going to talk about niching as well, because I think there's still so many myths and so many people unnecessarily struggle to find their own niche, and I want to help. So please stay till the end, because today is going to be super juicy with four kind of areas that I'm going to discuss when it comes to niching. What is a niche? Why you would need a niche? How to find yours? And do you even need a profitable niche? So let's start with what is a niche? Because that, I would say that if you don't get that kind of foundational concept, everything else will be a little bit more complicated. So a niche is a part of a market. I would actually argue that the language that you teach is already a niche in itself. So if you asked someone who is like, you know, a massive expert in business, and if they saw our industry, they would say that a specific language within the education market is a niche in itself. But as we all know, this is often not enough to reach the results that we want to reach. And the main reason, so that's why you would need a niche, is to stand out, is to be able to charge higher prices or to start selling different things that are not one-to-ones. But we're going to get there. Don't worry. So you could say that if you are an English teacher, if you're an Italian teacher, if you're a German teacher, that's already a niche. But again, it's not enough, because that doesn't tell us enough about the people that you're going to serve. And that is the biggest problem. A lot of people think that if they choose a niche, and some people go as far as, let's say, I'm going to teach business German, or I'm going to teach Italian for travel. And they think that's enough, right? In a way, it is, because the further in you go, the more specific you get, and the more in a nano kind of market you are, because that basically, like, again, if teaching a language is a niche, then teaching a specific kind of, what do we call it? A specific part of that language, let's say business English, that's already a nano market, a micro market, if you say. But again, it doesn't tell us enough about the people that you are serving. So my approach is actually for you not to only find a niche, but actually to get extremely clear on your target audience. So a niche is a concept within the market or the marketing, within a market you would have lots of niches, but within those niches, you would have your target audience. So even if you niche down as far as, let's say, I'm an English teacher, I'm a business English teacher, to actually kind of realize what your target audience is, you would need to say more about people. So some people might say, let's say in business English, then okay, I'm just going to choose a profession. And that's one way of going about it. But again, it's not enough. So niching in itself is great. As a concept, it absolutely works because it allows you to do a lot. And I'm going to tell you about it in a moment. But it's not about just finding a space in the market. It's also about, or it should be about, but it often is not, finding the people that will pay you for your service. So in my language course worth gold challenge, a free challenge I run quite regularly now, where we build group courses, I advise people to look at the niche or a target audience as a combination of three things. I also say it in my courses, but here we go. I'm going to share it with you because I literally can't stand that so many people still struggle with that. So if for a moment you want to kind of like forget what a niche is and whether you have your niche or not, let's think you're a human and there is a group of humans who would pay you for what you're qualified to do and for what you are passionate about. Because the qualification is not enough. I would say that that's not sustainable. The qualification is like this transactional kind of approach to niching. I would say that this element of passion and an element of your strengths is really important to identify to actually make your niche or your target audience in this case, more sustainable. So as you can see, the problem or the concept of niching is more complex than most people think. If you take one thing away from this episode, I want you to understand this. A niche is people. So literally you can forget from now on, I give you a permission slip to forget that a niche is the thing that you do. It's the business English, the Italian for travel, the whatever. Think about people because that already solves many problems. Now, the second part of this is why you would even need a niche. And that I feel is still unclear for people. So this might surprise you, but if you have been a freelance teacher working for language schools, or maybe already freelancing by yourself, maybe freelancing on an online platform, then, and especially if you've been kind of successful, as in, you know, you don't really struggle to find clients. They come by word of mouth or whatever other things. It might, you know, be a little bit up and down, but you generally, you're not desperate, right? And you might then question, but why would I need to niche if, you know, everything is sort of working? So I'm going to tell you the truth. You don't have to. You don't have to. If things are working, if you get your students, if you are quite happy with your weekly schedule, if people come and recommend you, if they pay you good prices, if you're satisfied, don't change. Like, honestly, and I'm not saying this just because I'll give you tons of arguments why you may want to change. No, I'll give you another option and tell you when that might be relevant to you. So what I want you to understand is that niching is an idea or a concept that helps with marketing. So if you don't feel the need to start marketing yourself to a wider audience online, perhaps moving away from the platform or whatever the goal is, you don't need to niche. If you have enough people coming to you via word of mouth, if you have literally wait lists of people, you don't need to niche. What you need niching for, or the moment where you, because maybe you're happy, but at some point you just realize that you might want something else. You will need to niche down when you want to do your own marketing, when you want to start working fully for yourself And especially at, that becomes like a non-negotiable if you want to sell things that are not one-to-one classes. If you want to start selling digital products or group courses, obviously, you need a target audience. Now, why? Number one, because, so let's start with the one-to-ones, but where you market yourself on social media. So let's say maybe you wanna like kind of start this freelance business to kick off, and you don't want to just rely on word of mouth and the platforms, let's say. So you would need to niche or find your target audience, because this is the only way to create relevant marketing messages that are not content around language and word of the day, because that's literally the opposite of niching, so that clients come to you, so that you don't have to find them, so that people don't have to recommend you, but clients come to you. So niching or finding a target audience is relevant when you want to create marketing strategies that attract a specific group of people. Because without knowing what that specific group of people is, and it has to be a very specific group, not as many as possible. That's why this is a tricky bit, is crucial. Number two, if you wanted to scale, so if you're already, okay, I'm totally past doing one-to-ones. I want to scale. I want to start having groups, or I want to start selling products. Then the reason why you need to niche or why you need to find a target audience is that it's literally impossible to create an offer that would sell and that you would be able to consistently market if you don't know what a specific target audience needs. A lot of people, if they don't know those marketing and business strategic kind of concepts, they start by creating offers because they think it's a good idea. That is literally the biggest mistake people can make. And that's why they don't sell. Because what you might think is a great idea, even me, if I only created my offers based on my kind of like, oh, I think this will be useful for my audience, without my audience's input, without asking them, without doing research, it's basically shooting myself in the foot, because I have no idea. And I still, like the element of experimentation is still there. But if you know your target audience, that's the only way where you can, that's the only situation in which you know what to create. So rather than creating things and then seeing, oh, we'll see as many people, we'll try and sell it to as many people as possible. What we want to create is a situation where you already have a group of people that you've got access to, that you can research, that you can ask questions, and that you can try and sell something to see what they see as valuable. Because otherwise, it's very disappointing. It's a lot of wasted effort, you know? And it's not how marketing works. Strategic business decisions are based on creating products, offers, courses, group programs, digital products that solve somebody's problem. And that somebody needs to be a very specific somebody in order for the offer not to drown in the ocean of tons of other offers that are the same. So this is why we need to niche. When I teach this in the Rocket Accelerator, what we do is we spend time researching the target audience. And then from that research, we literally create the outline of the course. Because the course can't just be what the teacher thinks, as the teacher is an expert. So yes, there needs to be an element of that expertise, of that, yes, I know what they need. But from the marketing perspective, we also need to take into account what people would pay for. So without knowing the needs of a specific target audience, it's literally impossible. So it's creating offers that we just think are a good idea. What we usually think is a good idea is often not what our audiences think is a good idea. I often get frustrated because I would want to teach things that are more helpful, but I have to accept that my audience wants very specific things because of their level of awareness about business, because of their limiting beliefs, whatever. So for example, while I would want to teach, I would want to teach more about email marketing, but in our field, lots more people would buy things that are related to social media. It's a stupid example because I think the awareness has changed, and I bet somebody would reply to this podcast and say, I want to learn about more email marketing. And it's there. It's definitely there in the Rocket Accelerator. It's one of those things that is absolutely crucial to establish, because without it, it's impossible to sell anything sustainably. Not impossible, but to sell sustainably. But, you know, it's about knowing a group of people, spending enough time, getting to know them and creating an offer that they would buy, because that is strategic business. Then the third point that I wanted to make is how to find yours, how to find your niche, how to find your people. And now there will be two pieces of information here. One of them will probably annoy you. Maybe. Number one, that's the non-annoying bit. Your perfect target audience will literally be a combination of who you are as a human being, what your expertise and strengths are, and what certain people need help with. So the more you lean into who you are as a person and as a professional, the easier it becomes for you to discover who those people are. Now, if I tell you what people need help with or what problem they need solving, a lot of you will probably think, well, they need to learn the language. So this is where we dig deeper, because absolutely they need help solving the language, learning the language, but it's not deep enough for you to create compelling marketing messages. So absolutely, I agree. They need help. Ultimately, they need to learn a language. But in order to be effective in your marketing, no matter whether it is one-to-ones or selling other things like group courses, you need to know what a more specific, more emotional problem for them is. So this is it. It's a combination of you, your people, and that problem that lies somewhere in the middle that you can solve for them. So that's why, for example, I am a person who absolutely loves spontaneous chats, like recording this podcast. I am quite extroverted. I am quite, you know, I really love working with people. I have expertise and experience in the language teaching world, and there are teachers who need me and who would pay for what I do. It's not all the teachers, because I don't tend to work with people who are after the get rich quick schemes. I do not work with people who only care about the profit. I resonate better with people who want to make an impact, who care about what they do. So as you can see, even though I have a very, very established niche, even within that niche, there is a target audience. And even within that target audience, because my target audience is language teachers, right? There is even, so it's actually not even, it's not even the whole truth, because I don't serve all the language teachers. I serve language teachers who care, who are usually sensitive, who have the same values as me. So the more I know those people, the more relevant my marketing messages will be, and this will attract those people. And hopefully it has attracted you as well, because that's been the goal since the beginning of my business, to attract the right people, not all the teachers, but the right people. And that's that secret ingredient in niching or finding your audience that can make the whole difference. And that also answers the last question, the last point here. Do you need a profitable niche? My answer is yes and no. Why? Because you don't need a profitable niche in its very shallow sense. So for example, you don't need to sit down and think, okay, who can pay me the most? Because that's just silly. This is not how teachers think. This is not how people who are passionate about what they do, how they would like to do business. So if you're ever worried that you've chosen a niche who can't pay because they are poor or whatever, I'll try to change your mind that it's not about how much money people have. Because again, I'm going to give you my example. I work with people who are historically super poor. Teachers are not a rich target audience. Still, I have a very successful, financially successful business. And I can guarantee that it's not about the money that anybody has or is willing to pay. It's about the relevance of my offers and how many people are willing to pay for them. And it's not about there being as many people. It's about there being enough to cover all the things that you want to do in your life. Have a stable salary, explore new places, travel, meet new people, whatever, right? And very often, it's not millions. Very often, it's just like, it's an absolutely doable number, no matter who you work with, really. So you don't need, in a classical kind of understanding, a profitable niche. Your niche will become profitable if you let it. So what I mean by that is that the more you get to know your people, and that's the boring work that most people don't want to do, the more profit you will make. Because the more you lean into listening rather than creating tons of shit that is generic, that is for everybody, that caters to many groups, because your intuition, your kind of, this is the time when it's wrong, basically. That one time, creating products for people so that as many people can use it is a strategy that big businesses can use because they've got capacity to do it. They can also, spend money on marketing that will reach more groups of people. Usually, in most cases for teachers, it's just you, nobody else, maybe a VA, right? So an example of that, of when somebody created a product that could work for many different people, I've been shown an ad recently. It's an ad of an app usually for ADHD people, apparently. I thought it was for ADHD people, but I noticed that they also target other audiences. It's an app that kind of creates, project manages your to-do list. And doesn't matter if it's a good product. What I wanted to show you is that I've seen ads that present this product as a good solution for ADHD people. I also saw this product being presented as a great solution for mothers. I saw this product as a solution for busy executives. This is possible because the marketing team behind that app has tons of resources to create multiple marketing messages. In most cases, you don't as a teacher, and you don't have to. So what I suggest is that in order to make your niche profitable, in order to actually start making money in your niche, so whether it is that you want to start marketing yourself and finding clients via your own marketing efforts, not via a platform, not via word of mouth, niching is going to be crucial, because niching will be when you get to know your people, so you know what to create, so that they are much more likely to buy it. That's the whole secret. It's not because, so I mean, I said that in one of the podcasts, that when you have a niche, you are specialized so you can charge more. There is some truth in it. Absolutely, there is some truth in it. But the biggest thing, the biggest argument for niching is that you're able to create offers, whether they are one-to-one packages, group courses, or other products that are more relevant. So people in that target audience are more willing to buy them. That is it. Alrighty. I hope this has been useful. I hope it has opened your eyes. I would love to hear your aha moments. So please do message me. And otherwise, happy niching.
You know what, teacher? I'm so proud of you. If you're listening to this, you are ready for a change. Whether it is to quit hassling for peanuts or working with other people who don't respect you, I know you've got it in you, and my podcast is here to help you do that weekly. To be reminded of new episodes, sign up to my newsletter. It's in the show notes. You'll also receive lots of tips, support, and special offers. I'm committed to supporting you also via my coaching programs and courses. You can work with me in my flagship programs, the Rocket Takeoff or the Rocket Accelerator. The Rocket Takeoff will take you off the one-to-one teaching hamster wheel to more peace and more well-paying students. The Rocket Accelerator will help you finally launch a group class that will be perfect for students that are a joy to work with, and so you can leverage your time and do what you love while having space to breathe or read another self-development book. If you're a language school owner, I've got things on offer for you too. Simply go to my website, olakowalska.com, to check them out. Finally, please share this podcast with your teacher friends, rate it, and subscribe. I'm your biggest cheerleader. See you next time.